All right, welcome back. Final segment of Who's Talking Tonight. Jam-packed show tonight. John Copper, Brian Boland, Jeff Lamp, an all-star lineup. And we still got Jody Smith on the line here momentarily. We're going to do the LeClaire-Ryan play of the game in a moment. But just real quick, the UVA fall kickoff party is Thursday, October 15th at 1119 West Main Street. Unbelievable guest lineup. Ahmad Hawkins and Frank Maloney.
Holy
cow.
Wow,
they have broken the bank. How much of a rights fee are you getting for that?
I mean, boy, I'll tell you,
big money there.
Big money, big
money.
But,
you know, I think Habbo's going to have to show up and maybe correct some of the things that are said.
I think I got two drink tickets.
Two drink tickets. Well, that's, they've really, at any rate, let's go to the LeClaire-Ryan play of the game, and Frank's got that.
We're excited to report that UVA's Patrick Foss on the men's soccer team scored his second goal of the game from the midfield, actually behind the midfield line, a long bomb that beat Louisville with about a minute to go in the game. Not sure how you do that in soccer. That just seems, you know, like throwing an 80-yard touchdown pass with no time on the clock. But anyway, congratulations to Coach George Galinovich and the men's soccer team for beating Louisville, a big ACC contest.
Well, real quick, why don't we do the Olympic report since you started it. The men's soccer team plays tonight against Portland at 7 o'clock at Clockner Field. The women's soccer team got rained out at NC State. They have a road trip to Clemson and Wake Forest coming up. And then the one thing of note, the Commonwealth Clash is underway, and the Virginia volleyball team got Virginia, the University of Virginia, off to a fast start by defeating Virginia Tech 3-1 in front of a sold-out crowd at Mem Gym. Have they named Mem Gym the Frank Maloney
It should
house?
Be. I shot a lot of basketballs in that gym.
So
although,
at any rate,
although Buzzy made more shots than I ever did.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Of course, Buzzy took more shots.
Well. All right, Dr. Smith.
Jody Smith, what can we say? A tremendous orthopedic surgeon over there at Ortho Virginia, a longtime supporter of the program. In fact, from the very beginning, I might add. Jody, how are you doing?
Doing great, Frank. How are you guys? It was great to hear Jeff Lamp. I was actually in Philadelphia for the Final Four in 1981 when they played up there, so it kind of brought back a lot of memories.
You know what? What an amazing thing that was. I remember being down in Atlanta when Virginia first defeated the University of Tennessee Volunteers and forced their band to stop playing Rocky Top every 30 seconds. And then they advanced to beat the Mormons from Brigham Young and Danny Ainge after making the incredible ice cream scoop to beat Notre Dame. Virginia went out and pretty much took care of business and made Billy Packer eat his words that appeared in the Constitution, Atlanta Constitution, the day of, where he predicted that Virginia would lose to Brigham Young.
And we're supposed to be speaking of injuries, but, of course, the one trivia point, the 1981 Final Four, the last Final Four with a consolation game, which Virginia won, beating LSU. So,
which was no small feat. And Terry Gates had some incredible journal entries concerning that game and what it must have been like for everyone to sort of walk around in limbo, not knowing whether the game would be played almost until the game was played. But let's talk about UVA football. You know, some unusual things have come across the computer and over the airwaves and texts and all this. But apparently Donnie Dowling, who had what appeared to be a pretty major knee injury, is now off IR and is available to full practice now for the Wahoos and will be back on the sideline in full pads, ready to go this weekend up at Heinz Field. And how does a guy who tears his knee up in the off season recover that quickly and make himself ready to go to play?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a testament to just working hard, Frank. Everybody gets back at a different pace, and some of it is based on luck, but most of it's based on just putting in the time and rehab and in the gym, and he obviously did. He had a non-football injury, apparently slipped in some snow or on some ice in the off season, and it was just really kind of an unfortunate thing. So for him, even more amazing, because I think it happened in February, as opposed to most of those guys who tear their ACLs, and it's tough to get back by the beginning of the next season when they have surgery in the fall.
Again, another situation, Demetrius Trey Nicholson, former Gatorade player for the state of Virginia about 6 years ago, all-star cornerback for the Wahoos, missed all of a year and a half or so with turf toe and an ankle problem, and was off the field against Boise State, and now I'm told he is back and available to play this weekend. And talk a little bit about how a guy can recover from that type of situation.
I mean, I wasn't clear to me whether he had re-injured his toe, which I don't think he did. I think if he'd done that, it would have been tough to get back, especially since it was a surgical toe. I think he had more of a foot injury, but I mean, I think obviously that's one of those things. Just kind of how much can you play through? Nicholson's been hurt basically his entire career. I mean, he had the turf toe, which took him out of half of one season and then all of the next, and he was banged up in his first year, too. I think he had a shoulder injury. So he's one of those guys, unfortunately, he's small for his position. And so guys like that, unfortunately, get hurt.
Well, it's a shame. Excellent player. And, you know, when he's been on the field this year, despite maybe a loss of half of a step, he still has been very valuable and has been a reliable tackler out on the field. Also, good news today, Jay Whitmire, the offensive tackle, will be starting his first game since coming back from back issues, which sidelined him for about a year and a half. And maybe talk about that guy.
Yeah, well, Whitmire came back, but apparently I also heard that Ryan Dool just got ruled out for the rest of the season, as did Andre Lavroni. So, I mean, you get one guy back, you lose two more. Whitmire had back surgery in the offseason for a persistent disc issue, and that's one of those things that's going to be finicky. He's finally back in top form again.
Jody, I think we're out of time here, but we appreciate your support as well as your willingness to call in and give us an update here. We're kind of up against the top of the hour here.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you, Jody. That's Jody Smith.
How about
from
next
Orta,
week's
Virginia.
Show real quick before we sign off?
Next week's show. We have Billy McMullen joining us. I think we're going to have Dr. Glenn Kerr joining us. And we're reaching out to Bob Call, former UVA walk-on DB, and possibly UVA soccer, George Galinovich.
So, go Hoos. We need to.